I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association is planning for its annual convention starting July 31st, but Executive Vice President Terry Frankhauser says they're ready to pivot away from an in-person meeting if health concerns require more time before crowds can gather.
We also need to gauge, you know, where the membership stands, and we've talked to a lot of them, but I think it really, for us, makes sense to, you know, as clearly as possible if we move forward, to know that there is commitment from the membership. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of opinions around reopening and the vast elements of reopening. And for us to be able to cut through that and really kind of get a sense where our membership stands, the easiest signal they can send us is just to go ahead and register for the event. That speaks loudly, and it speaks individually. It speaks in a fashion that lets people make a decision and that's personal for them. And then we can respond to that. If there isn't enough volume of individuals, that might go into our decision-making as well.
Frankhauser says he doesn't know exactly how many people will be in the Colorado Springs Marriott, but he'd guess anywhere from 300 to 400 at any one time. Frankhauser added the transmission of COVID-19 at meat packing plants in Colorado is on a downward trend thanks to the PPE and other safety measures. He says production levels are still below pre-pandemic levels, but somewhere now between 80 and 85% capacity. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.